human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet. When the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidindriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam paramartha rupam.
Om Shanti. Why walk when wings await in an effortless, natural state, burden-free, let your soul soar, no need to trudge life's heavy floor, violet moods drift like clouds unbound. When peace in silence can be found, why waste thoughts on fleeting things when surrender to the Father brings a lightness, a joy, unchanging and deep, a promise of love that angels keep? Why make simple steps seem hard? Why let trials leave your heart scarred? With Baba's hand, the path is clear. With every step, He's always near. In trust, release all doubts that cling. Free freedom's breath. Feel the soul's own spring, effortless. In His light, we will be flying high, eternally free. Baba talks of effortlessness. He talks of shedding burdens the effortless surrender. He loves naturalness. The difficulties are self-created. The path is easy. The union with the Supreme is easy. But the mind has made it complicated. Coming back to one's natural state, which is not far away. which is very near to us all the time. And yet, we have created barriers, obstacles, and everything has become so complex, so intricate, that we are caught in the web of our own thoughts and emotions. The joy, the bliss, the happiness is our natural mood. Baba said, just as the father is always having same and constant mood, so why you have fluctuations? Baba has provided everything that is best for you, yet you cling to the waste. Why? Baba has given you everything, and yet you love to carry burden. Why? The path of spirituality is the flowering of consciousness. The path of spirituality is living in this moment. The past should not touch it. The worries of future should not come near it. It is the path of mindfulness. It is the path of awareness. It is the path of love. It is the path of bliss. It is the path of ease. So why? And there is one basic reason, and that reason is boredom. That reason is lack of creativity. Creativity is the joy of life. And when we kill that creativity, the life becomes a saga of lassitude, lethargy. A wife served her husband with a dish of ladyfinger, and he saw and he said, I hate ladyfinger, and he threw the dish, the plate. The wife said, how strange it is. On Monday you like ladyfinger, on Tuesday you like ladyfinger, on Wednesday you said, I love ladyfinger. Thursday you said, I just love ladyfinger. Friday also you loved. Now suddenly on Saturday, how you started hating it? The joke is finished. You can laugh. Man cannot keep on loving the same thing. He needs variety. He needs newness. No matter how much you love something, but if the same dish is given to you, you get sick of it. You start detesting it. It develops a sort of disgust within you. So bring creativity in knowledge, in yoga, in dharana, in seva, in your interactions, in your connections, in your murli study, in your emotions, everything. So the murli starts with a new point. Hospitality. Baba is meeting foreigners. And this Gyan Chit Chat is the hospitality, the spiritual sustenance, the soul to soul connection, Ruh Rihan and Khatri. So this conversation of knowledge, this chit-chat of knowledge is the hospitality that God is providing you. And He has come for this divine purpose. He has not come as a speaker who will deliver flamboyant speeches. He, a father, has come to meet his children. A speaker has not come to meet the audience. So it's a familial talk. And father has come from far off place, so he will definitely bring something. So what he brought? He brought chit-chat. The second thing is asked, are you facing any difficulty nowadays? Any problem? Any difficulty? And he is extremely unhappy. He saw you walking laboriously and then he gave you wings. And now you are carrying the wings on your head and walking. Children are adept in the art of making simple things complicated. So Baba said, I have given you wings of Gyan and Yoga while you walk. I have given you blessing of being tireless, yet why you are tired? Why you look so painfully tired? So you have any difficulty? What is that difficulty? Have I not given you keys to the treasures? Are you not using those keys? And with those keys, with that methodology, have you not achieved success? Vidhi and Siddhi. I have given you everything. And yet you keep on crying and if you keep on complaining. It is so simple, Baba said. If had it been that you have to narrate somebody else's experience, it would have been a hard nut to crack. But you have to narrate your own experiences. So narrate the stories of your family connections and narrate the stories of your achievements, attainments. These are the two stories which you have to narrate. And again he is saying, where you get attracted, did some test attract you? Your aim is to come to the stage where there is a constant and stable mind. You are situated in Sahasvarup wherever you want, whenever you want. This is your fortune. This is the result of this confluence age. So we'll do a short drill. So just sit alert. Close the eyes. So we talk of five qualities, five virtues of the soul. So when I will say one virtue, see a symbol related to that virtue. Okay? So start. I am the embodiment of knowledge. See a big book in front of you. Probably that's a Murli book. A huge book, a mammoth book. I am the very embodiment of knowledge. That entire book is turning into rays and entering my being. Second, I am the embodiment of purity. See a white lotus in front of you. I am like this lotus. And gradually, this lotus is entering within me and becoming a part of my being. Third, I am the embodiment of happiness. See the rising sun, the morning hours, the redness, the freshness, the earth, the fragrance, the flowers, the butterflies, the chirpings of the bird, Next, I am the embodiment of peace. See, in front of you are standing near a lake. The moonlight, the silence, the limpid lake, waveless and feel the peace. I am peace. Next, I am the embodiment of love. See the pictures of two hearts. Shining, mingling with each other. The red hearts, the shining hearts, hearts emitting loveful rays. The soul meeting the supreme soul. Feel the love. Next, I am the embodiment of power. See yourself in front of a big tree. A very sturdy and strong tree. I am immovable like this tree, powerful. Or you can see yourself in front of a huge mountain, the snow-clad Himalaya. Immovable, unwavering, unsurmountable. I am strong. And the last, I am the embodiment of bliss. See a yogi like Buddha or Mahavir or Brahma in front of you, sitting in meditative pose with a halo around their heads. So peaceful, unruffled, the very incarnation of bliss. I am blissful. Now open the eyes. So Baba said, make your mood constant and stable, acres. Sometimes think of yourself as the embodiment of love, joy, bliss, peace, purity, happiness. But don't let it become a cliche, a commonplace meditation. Bring newness into your meditation. Convert abstract word into images. Convert abstract knowledge into a picture, a living picture. Next, Prarabdha. Whatever is father's stage is your stage. Whatever is father's is yours. His sanskar is your inheritance. And then again, he said, why you are thinking so much? The greatest problem with a modern man is overthinking. Small things, he keep on thinking. Baba is giving the example of a lawyer who will convert an ordinary story into an extraordinary long tale. Drop, shed the unnecessary thinking. Because of thinking only, you are creating problems. So this is a box there, waste and best. Make a list of things that is wasting your time. and then have an imaginary waste paper box and take that one point and throw into that waste paper box. Then write the best things you are doing in life and take that one best thing, and then imagine a beautiful treasure box is in front of you, and preserve that treasure, that best thing, into that treasure trove. Get rid of everything which is waste. Get rid of everything which is unproductive, which is unnecessary, which is not helping you, which is not in alignment with Baba's teachings, which creates a sort of dissent, a discord, a disharmony in your heart. Write the waste and throw it in the waste paper box. Don't be a judge. Quickly discern, promptly. Don't linger on. Then the next thing is, Baba said, to become like the Father is the fortune, is the result, is the pralabdh. Pralabdh is a very difficult word to convert, translate into English. It is the sum total result. In golden age, you will become a deity, but here you will become like the Father. When you are becoming like the Father, you should have at least some experience of that. Life is constant. So if you don't have any experience, how can you become like? How can you become deity? This is the age of love. You had seen a lot of complications. You had seen a lot of confusions. You had seen questions, complainings, and so many things on the path of devotions. Now, it is the time for love. Sit on the elevated stage with the Father. Sit with ease. Sit in that cozy, comfortable throne with Him. With right, with intoxication. Why labor? Why anger? Why burden? Why stress? Why tension? Why so much fluctuations of the mood? Sometimes exclamation marks, sometimes question marks. Sometimes, I don't know what to do attitude. Why you have to do anything? Father will do everything for you. Baba has given the example of you are just the nimitta. He is the one. He is the. You are just the instrument. Why you are thinking what I will speak and how I will deliver speeches? You don't have to have connection with the powerhouse. That's it. Everything will come on its own accord, automatically. Everything will flow. If you are connected with the divine, the divinity will flow through you. You will become a divine flute. And the music that comes out of the flute is because he has kept his lips on you. The music is his. Not yours. He is without form and name. He doesn't want anything of this. So, two things he has given. Baba has even said about seva, about wings, about three certificates. You should be favorite of the Father. How will you become? You remain true. You should also not dissatisfy the family. Give regard, take regard. And you yourself should walk within the boundaries of Srimat. And last thing, strike a balance between personal self-progress and service. He also said, the double foreigners, they have this speciality. They have the habit of living independently. Now, they are living here in the gathering. Is not that a speciality? They have learnt economy and they have learnt ekonomy. have to have just one father in the heart. So this is in short about entire Murli. So the first task is make a chart of waste and best. The second task is reflection journal. Write a journal entry reflecting on one difficulty you are facing recently. And practice shifting the mindset to see how it can become effortless if you can change your perspective. So that is the first, reflection journal. If you are having any difficulty recently, last few days or weeks, write it down and think, how can I solve it with a change of mind, perspective, attitude. The second thing is create a list of three personal strengths or keys that help you unlock positivity and joy. Baba said, I have given you keys. So the keys are already with you. And the third thing is stories. Share your short stories, your connection with the family and what achievements you got. So these are a few of the things from today's Murli. Amshan.